My name is Amanda Rose. It's October 3rd. It's 9:50. This is take 21. And I'm interviewing my boyfriend, Jacob. So, what was it like growing up?
I grew up in a small town called Fillmore, and I lived in the poorer side on the east end.
And what was it like in Fillmore?
It was a small town, so everybody knew each other, and I had a lot of friends in where I grew up, and the part of town I grew up in. Mm-hmm. So I just hung out with a lot of people.
And who did you live with?
I lived with my mom, and I live with my dad part-time. I saw him only on the weekends, and then I saw my mom. Well, I live with my mom the rest of the time because they split up when I was about 2 or 3. And then she started to meet guys, so there were a lot of boyfriends that came in and out of the house, and then she met a guy, and then now they're husband and wife, and I don't really like him.
So, around what age were you when she married this guy?
I think I was 16, maybe? Yeah, somewhere around there.
And at what point in your life did you start living with him?
Well, he started coming in and out of the house about when I was 12, maybe even 10.
So what's a very memorable moment that you have with this guy?
An abusive one or like a happy one?
Your choice.
Let's go with both. One happy one is that he took me to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And it was very fun. Mm-hmm. He's very nice to me. That was at the beginning of the relationship, so mm-hmm. He was very nice at that time. And then after a while, he started to unfold. Everything started to unfold, and I got to know him more and more, and he became more of a jerk.
And how did he become a jerk? What do you mean by that?
He was abused as a child, and I feel like that shaped him to be mm-hmm. the person that he is today, mm-hmm. and he just takes all that anger out on other people that are close to him, like he was close to his dad who abused him when he was little. And one thing that he did to me was this one time I was riding my bike, and we were both on a bike ride, and I had to stop because there were cars coming, and he didn't see the car, so he told me to keep on going, and I said, no, there's a car. And so he basically just got off his bike and pulled me off my bike, and he said to stop being a little girl and grow up. And he grabbed me by the shirt and held me like I was basically in the air, basically, like mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very scary. It was traumatizing.
So looking back on it, you've moved out. How has, you know, these events with this guy and, you know, with your mom marrying this guy, how has it shaped your life today?
It taught me to be a better person. It taught me to be just nice to everyone and not be mean like he was to me.
Okay. I think that concludes our interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.